Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to this episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. I'm so excited to be here with you today. So we're going to carry on our discussion about inspection and assembly. And if you remember right, in the last video, I mentioned four things that we want to look at. We want to talk about inspection. We want to talk about knowledge. We want to talk about the tools needed and the time needed to properly inspect and get these instruments back to our users. So today, as we're moving into it, let's talk about the tools that you need to perform the job correctly. The best way to find out exactly what you need to look at these instruments is to talk to the OEM, the original equipment manufacturer, from whatever company it is that you have the majority of your instruments from. Also, talk to your repair company. These folks have been specially trained to work on the instruments, to refurbish, to repair, and to take care of these instruments so they can help you. Leaders, they can talk to your sterile processing staff and show them exactly what they should be looking for to make sure that these instruments are working properly. So make sure you do that if you're a leader in sterile processing. If you're an administrator or somebody that controls the budget, make sure that you're providing the dollars to sterile processing that are needed to buy the tools to properly inspect these instruments. And you may not know that there are over 5,000 different types of surgical instrument that these professionals are charged with ensuring that they work properly every day. So they need the tools to do the job. And when I say tools, do your staff have insulation testers at every workstation, and are they checking the instruments daily? And let me say this. When I talk about inspection, if we're talking real, I'm going to ask you the question, are you inspecting every instrument, every time, every day before they go into the set and go back to the users? If your answer is not 100% yes, then you're not inspecting the instruments appropriately. So we need to make sure that that is happening and that you understand that inspection means every instrument, every day, for every procedure that is going to be performed in your facility. So they've got to have the tools. So let's go back to laparoscopic instruments. Do you have an insulation tester at every workstation? If the answer is no, you need to get one so they can inspect these laparoscopic instruments for holes that they can't see. You have to be able to take care of these instruments and understand that if they're not inspected every time, we could be injuring a patient with a stray burn. What about your lumen devices? Do you have a borescope in your department? Are you able to see the inside of your lumen instruments? If the answer is no, they're not being inspected correctly. So budgeters, make sure that you're providing the funds and asking for the appropriate amount of funds to get these borescopes in your facility so you can look at the instruments on the inside and make sure that they are in fact clean and that there's no damage to the inside of the instrument. Do you have magnified lights at every station? The answer should be yes. If it's no, you need to get them because your staff need to be able to look better. I have glasses. I need magnified lighting to make sure that I'm seeing defects on the devices that I couldn't see with my eyes or with the assistance of my glasses. So make sure that your staff have that. Do they have the tools to test the instruments? Do they have the red and the yellow latex to test delicate and more powerful scissors like the yellow for iris scissors or tenotomy scissors or other delicate scissors? Do they use the red to test your Metzenbaum scissors and your Mayo scissors? Do they have plastic dowel rods that will help test the sharpness of curettes and osteotomes? Do they have index cards available to test your kerosins and make sure that they're cutting cleanly and smoothly? There are so many tools available. Again, ask your vendors, ask your repair company, and ask your OEM of your instruments to help you know exactly what tools you should have in your department to test these instruments properly. So, I hope you've learned something new about testing your instruments today. I hope you understand that you need to test every instrument every time. And as you go forward, make sure you're doing that. We've got to make sure we're taking care of the patients. So I hope you have a wonderful day. This has been Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars, and I look forward to our next discussion.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.